You're listening to NewsRamp Events. Today is Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Bayview Village Tennis Camp, Structures 2026. Sessions across six courts. Bayview Village Tennis Camp in North York, Canada, has opened registration for its 2026 Junior Summer Camp on six courts. With capped enrollment, parents are urged to secure a spot early to ensure their child's participation in the program, which focuses on qualified coaching staff, low coach-to-camper ratios, real court time, daily match play, age-appropriate grouping, and safe facilities.
Mission IR News breaks Nutriband Inc. CEO to present at 2026 Georgia Life Sciences Summit. Nutriband Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan will be featured at the 2026 Georgia Life Sciences Summit on August 26th. The event, held on August 25th to 26th in Sandy Springs, Georgia, brings together industry leaders in biotechnology, medical technology, research, manufacturing, and investment. Nutriband is known for developing Avarsat-M, an abuse deterrent transdermal technology to prevent drug abuse and misuse.
Casa Cupula unveils its fall-winter 2026 season. Pool parties, signature dinners, and holiday celebrations at great value in Puerto Vallarta. Casa Cupula unveils its fall-winter 2026 season with a lineup of pool parties, signature dinners, and holiday celebrations in Puerto Vallarta. From Mexican independence to Thanksgiving, the resort offers a range of themed events for guests to enjoy. Early bird pricing is available for a limited time, making it the perfect opportunity to plan ahead and join in on the fun. For more information, visit casacupula.com.
That is our work. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.